Aaron Rodgers wants some Kansas City barbecue, and I need to get out of these training camp clothes. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Roster spots, Mike. The Green Bay Packers have spent the last 4 or 5 months getting a good look at all these rookies and young players. This is the final game, the final audition for a lot of players competing for spots at several positions. Receiver, linebacker, defensive line, the secondary. There's a lot of unsettled positions going into this last game, and one more chance for those young guys to show what they can do.
I'm with you, Wes, because I think what's at stake is the bottom portion of this roster. And Joe Witt, cornerback's coach, he reminded us this week about how important those spots on the bottom of the roster are and those practice squad spots. Back in 2010 when the Packers won a Super Bowl, all those guys were used. Practice squad players were needed because of injuries. These final decisions could play a big factor down the road. Wes, your player to watch.
Mike, the Packers made a change at punter this week. Jacob Shum coming in from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, claimed off waivers. Very interested to see exactly what he brings to the table. There will also be the added element, too, that he's going to change the kicking operation, as I would presume he'd be the new holder for Mason Crosby. A lot of years that Crosby had in there with Tim Mastey, so we'll be looking not only to see what he can do with his foot, but also how he holds those field goals and what has been the most consistent phase of special teams.
Yeah, I agree. That's definitely worth watching. And my player to watch is a linebacker we've talked about a lot through training camp, Carl Bradford. If there was a guy at the beginning of training camp that maybe everybody wrote off from this 53-man roster, it might have been Bradford. He kind of had a redshirt year as a rookie when he made a position switch at the end of his first training camp. Then he was on the practice squad all last season. He has made a strong bid for a roster spot at inside linebacker now that he's settled into his new position, also trying to find a role on special teams. If Carl Bradford makes this roster, that might be the story of training camp. Wes, for Packers win, if I'm staying at that inside linebacker spot because I think the Packers win if they figure out the right combination at inside linebacker to take into week one in Jacksonville. Is it Blake Martinez and Jake Ryan? Is it Ryan and Sam Barrington? Is it Barrington and Martinez? We aren't going to see a whole lot of starters play in Kansas City in this finale, but inside linebacker, the Packers are still sorting things out, trying to figure out the right combinations, the right matchups, and that needs to be settled heading into week one.
Yeah, Mike, and I think the Packers win if, getting back to something I said earlier, if they get enough looks at all these young players that they have on this roster. Yes, all these guys have had 4 months to impress, but Packers have also needed to take a careful eye at what they've seen on the field. Ted Thompson's been down there during a lot of these games watching, looking for the white in their eyes to see exactly what these guys are made out of. This is important for the Packers. A lot, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of these decisions are made off these preseason games and have long-term ramifications. They need to get a look at as many of these young guys as possible to determine who's going to be the best fit for that difference.
Yeah, and you'd like to see those final roster decisions speak for themselves over the weekend. So with that, we'll sign off on Final Thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com during Thursday night's game from Kansas City. All of your quarter-by-quarter updates, in-game updates on social media, tons of stories and videos post-game. Thanks for watching, everybody, and enjoy the ballgame.